Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
She's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to the truckers out there, the men and women out on the highways and byways, thanks for getting the job done. Now, we also can tell you to follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's merely the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we have Denise Simon on the line from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she writes about. Well, Denise, the Supreme Court was kind of busy yesterday, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
And they tossed out the Obamacare challenge by 18 red states on the grounds of not having legal standing. Where have we heard that before?
Yeah, we seem to always hear that one.
Uh-huh. So I don't know where that's going to go again. They may do it again, but who knows?
Yeah. it's really quite remarkable. Obamacare has been challenged or submitted to the Supreme Court and challenged there, I think, what, now we're up to seven times?
Something like that.
I would think with all of the reasons that, piece parts of Obamacare has gone to the Supreme Court, that the message would really be there that it's a defective law. But we can't seem to get any kind of a win out of any kind of ruling there.
Yeah. Now, they also ruled that foster agencies can, in fact, deny certification to same-sex couples on religious grounds.
Right.
Yep. And
right.
That reminded me of the, what was the other one, Little Sisters group there? This is kind of similar.
Yeah, Little Sisters of the Poor.
Yep. Okay. Kind of one and one they went yesterday, I guess, if you want to see the way that things went, if you had to be a rooter. Now, Arizona, it's kind of interesting what's going on there. First of all, lawmakers from 13 states were taking the tour of Arizona's audit, watching what was going on, and many of them now have announced, after going back to their states, that they're going to launch their own audits in the states they're out of.
And that's fine. I think that these states that have not examined legislatively and done some work on their voting integrity law are in the process of doing that because, there were flaws. There are definitely flaws. So when a state like Arizona or Georgia or any of these other, Pennsylvania, are in the throes of reexamining things, They have to clean some stuff up. Don't think, just because we are where we are, that there are still not holes in the system. There are clearly holes in the system. And public opinion, which is, a lot of it, I won't say the vast majority, like the media likes to say, the polling states, we won't. But there is a large majority of voting population out there that's paying attention that is really kind of disgusted with how the voting infrastructure works in respective states.
Yeah, so, the Arizona audit finished with the hand count, we're being told, and closing in on the end of the paper evaluation. And we found out also that there's private money with little disclosure as to how and where it came from that poured into the Arizona audit. That's all we were told. Don't know anything else other than that.
I think some of that, if they look very carefully, they're going to find out that it was Zuckerberg money.
Okay.
And remember, DeSantis, when Florida cleaned up theirs, DeSantis even said that, this is Zuckerberg money. There is still some other interesting things out there about Zuckerberg money. And I will just say this. We have to begin to wonder if, in fact, Zuckerberg money out of some foundation or some contribution out of something that he and his wife have didn't also give some money to the Wuhan lab.
Wow. Now that's some heavy stuff right there. Wow.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah.
We have to ask, if you ask the crazy questions, you'd be absolutely surprised what answers you come back with. I mean, you have to kind of think, some kind of drama like a Hollywood script writers do. Of the nefarious activities and connections that are going on out there across the world.
Wow, double wow and triple wow. Okay, the music is starting to come up in my ear. When we come back, folks, more with Denise Simon. We're going to talk about NATO and that little trip that Joe made over there. Something came out of that yesterday. An announcement was made that we didn't hear about. I would have thought we would have heard about it sooner, but wait till I tell you what NATO said about cyber attacks. Oh, boy. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, thank you very much, announcer lady. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by our friends at the XP Stem Cell Patch Company, and they're going to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All right, now to our listeners over there in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama, right there also in the panhandle of Florida from about Navarre West, you need to understand that tropical storm conditions are expected to begin sometime a little bit later today. You're going to be getting the bands of rain, lots of rain, heavy rain, closer to the coast. You're probably going to get initially by tomorrow morning 6 to 10 inches of rain with more coming. Could be as much as 20 inches of rain in some areas over there. So please, please, please be careful. And remember the low-lying areas, of course, Slidell, Louisiana, you're one of them there. And I don't need to tell you that if that water comes down the way it's supposed to, you're going to be flooded again for the umpteenth time. So time to pack up the belongings and go somewhere. Now, don't just drive north because you're still going to be in it if you're going to go up there anywhere up towards I-20 before that makes a right turn and goes across through Atlanta, Georgia, over into the Carolinas, and then out to sea. So go to the west, out into maybe you want to get as far west as Texas or go over to the east.
around Jacksonville, and that'll get you out of the storm, at least. You won't need to worry about it. But please be careful today, and we'll give you all the information we can as the program progresses. Now, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, NATO has announced after their meeting and whatnot that they are going to treat all cyber attacks against their organizational countries as armed attacks.
That's probably a good thing, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I would say that means they'll all respond or there'll be some kind of a consequence.
Right.
Of which there should be. There was quite the exchange on the Hill where I think it was Lindsey Graham that asked Secretary Austin about a declaration of war or constituting a declaration of war when it comes to these hacks on infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And he could not answer the question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that tells you that we are in a different place when it comes to what is a declaration of war or a full-blown attack when it comes to cyber.
Right.
The other interesting thing that I think that needs to be asked, especially I think as the House voted, either it was the House or the Senate, I forget which, after yesterday, voted to terminate the 2002 AUMF, Authorization for the Use of Military Force.
That was the Senate.
They've been trying to do it for quite some time.
Right.
But we have to also answer the question in define. Now, the left is defining right-wing extremism as domestic terrorism, but I would argue that's hardly enough. Why isn't Antifa? Why are not the drug cartels? Because they are operating on U.S. soil. So we have a very long way to go to determine what a domestic, all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, we need to have, the left likes to say, we have to have a larger conversation. Well, yeah, let's have one now.
Now, we face an economic recovery that's shaky, to say the least, and there's something about to happen unless something else is done to intercede. But some 8 million people will be facing foreclosure or eviction beginning July 1st if things don't change. The economy, simply put, is about to crash in that respect.
Look. You've got some number, and I don't know how you can overlay these templates, but you've got some number of people that were given all of these handouts from the government, the $2,000, the fourth, the $600, the $1,400, and so forth. That's one thing. You've got those that had applied for the Paycheck Protection Program. You then have states that kicked in billions and billions of dollars for eviction help, I guess, not only from an individual standpoint, but also from a corporate standpoint or a business standpoint, because landlords also have to pay, mm-hmm. Even larger creditors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you've got some number of people that have decided they're not going back to work.
Yeah.
So it's not like that I feel badly now for these eviction notices. I mean, there's too many things that people could have done in the last year to forecast that all this was going to happen, least of which I would say they could have broken the lease,
mm-hmm.
and moved. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people did move, for instance, out of New York, out of out of California.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't have a lot of sympathy anymore.
All right. We've got a caller on the line. I'm going to go to the telephone. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning, ma'am. Hey, excellent show. Real quick, two things. You just said, kind of go backwards here. You just said, did I understand you correctly? You
said we don't want to go backwards. We want to go forward.
Roger that, sir. Hey, noted. Duly noted. Here's the thing. NATO affirms that they're going to treat any cyber attack on their infrastructure as a sort of armed attack, an armed act of war.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's track here now. So you got the Wuhan lab. Everyone, you shake your magic eight ball and say all signs point to yes, that this was a man-made bioweapon. Yes. Now, the thing is, we're trying to determine now if it was a purposeful release or a clandestine release. Covert, you're never going to find that out because that's too black for anybody to get into. So here's the thing. That causes all this financial cavitation, this destruction globally, people's deaths, all this sort of stuff to allow to allow the solution to be provided by the same people who funded the actual potential incident that caused all this, and people hacking into infrastructure is to be considered as armed conflict. I just want to put that out there as a rhetorical. Number two, if people Google, they can Google their favorite search engine of choice, ransomware attack plus hospital, plus Europe. And then at the end, change that to plus Australia, plus Canada, plus Mexico, plus European, wherever. It seems that these cyber attacks are not occurring in non-Western countries. Mm-hmm. Now, my point of contention is this is to take down the Five Eyes, because the majority of attacks are taking place in Australia, New Zealand, Canada,
okay.
The United States.
You're going to run out of time.
Yeah, roger that. So I just want to put that in perspective. That's my opinion. I totally respect your guys' opinion and everything, but it's just something to think about. Thanks, sir. Thanks for my call. Have a good day, man.
All right.
Five.
Thank you, Eric. He raises an interesting point there at the end.
Look, we've pretty well established now that the virus came out of China.
Right.
Okay, I get all that. In fact, I'm doing an interesting interview today on this very topic, and that is, okay, we got all that. But nobody's asking the question, how many weaponized, understand the word, weaponized human beings were released across the world?
Mm-hmm. All righty. Alrighty, we gotta let you go, and we will talk to you soon tonight on the weekend edition. Have yourself a great day up here.
Thank you.
Alright, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Never enough time, but it is what it is, and we try to make the best of it. So we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. And good morning, LJ. How you doing?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Phoenix say one person has died and three others were shot. Also, nine others were injured after a series of shootings that took place over 90 minutes in three different cities.
We don't know what the motive was. We don't have an idea of what this person was thinking when he went out and did this. Obviously, we want to figure that out because there's a lot of scared people and a lot of people who this affected.
Peoria Police Sergeant Brendan Shepard says they now have a suspect in custody. Peoria Surprise and Glendale Police are all investigating the shootings in their city, along with the Arizona Department of Public Safety. A tropical storm warning was issued for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama as a potential tropical cyclone makes its way toward the northern Gulf Coast. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And, Denver, you need to be on your best behavior today because somebody named Ron Edwards is paying you a visit. And if you see somebody with a Michigan license plate driving erratically, that could be him. All right, we'll be right back to tell you more about the National Aviation Academy if they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy, and you've heard me talk about this for years since they've been with us, they want you to take a tour of one of their facilities so that you can find out for yourself what they're all about. That's the best way to do it. But you can give them a call by going to 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and they have two campuses that you can tour. One is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. What you do is you call them up, 800-659-2080, ask to take the tour, and not only will you get a chance to talk to students, you get a chance to talk to the instructors, you get a chance to talk to the people that do the monetary thing so that they can help you. If you're a veteran post-9/11, they'll help you get your benefits taken out pre-9/11. They'll let you see what kind of benefits you got left. And then also the standard civilian student loan, you can get that too. Anybody can get that. So they'll help you with all of that, and that's what they'll do to get things moving along so you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, you can also check them out at their website. The website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu. But whatever, take the opportunity to check them out, find out what they're all about, National Aviation Academy. You are going to like it. You are going to like it, and you're going to like what you hear, you're going to like what you see. All right. Troops can finally file medical malpractice claims, against the military. And here's how. The Department of Defense yesterday said that they will officially publish the rules governing how uniformed service members or their representatives can file a claim against the military for malpractice. Also, rank-and-file soldiers are beginning special forces-style security missions across the Indo-Pacific. Small teams of soldiers have been deploying across the Indo-Pacific this year on missions akin to those performed by the Green Berets. And another Boeing-Airbus tanker war is coming soon. Boeing and Airbus could soon find themselves duking it out again as early as next year to provide aerial refueling aircraft to the U.S. Air Force, reigniting a bitter battle between Boeing's KC-46 and Airbus's A330 multi-role tanker transport. Now, don't forget, yesterday, the GOP congressmen that were interviewing Admiral Michael Gilday, the chief of naval operations, really got him going because he bristled at the criticism of the woke military that was put out there by a book that the admiral recommended all his sailors read, and the conservative representatives of the committee deemed the book as anti-American, which it most certainly is. And it resulted into some real stiff back-and-forth stuff. Now, the head of the Space Force acknowledged that the U.S. is developing the appropriate directed energy systems to maintain American space superiority, although he declined to provide details in the unclassified setting of the June 16th congressional hearing. We'll find out more in the days and weeks to come, I'm sure. And let's not forget, we still have military out there. And hope right now is dimming for the folks that we've got in Afghanistan, getting them out before the transition is made, the people that worked with us, the translators and others. And this needs to be a priority. We need to wake Joe Biden up, if it's possible, and say, look, you got to get our friends out. You got to get our allies out. Because if we don't, they're going to be the ones that are going to be pursued, attacked, and killed by the Taliban. Because that's exactly what they're going to do. And we know it. And they know it. And we need to get them the hell out of Afghanistan. And by the way, if you think for one second the Afghani army is going to be able to keep the Taliban at bay, then I'll tell you something. I got a bridge I want to sell you that goes across the North Pole in New York City. It's not going to happen. It is just not going to happen. And it's a shame. It's a shame. Because, again, we have done it to ourselves. Elections have consequences, and now you're seeing what you're seeing. And I'm not saying the troops shouldn't be coming out of Afghanistan, but not yanking them all out, leaving the people behind to fend for themselves when we know they can't. We know they can't. Now, what are we doing to try to guarantee a little security in the area? We're trying to get the Turkish troops to take control of the Bagram airfield and maybe even Kandahar, too, to make sure that those two areas would be secure. Will they do it? Don't know. Don't know. And let's see here. Eric chimed in again. What did he say? He says, holy cow, being allowed to file suit for malpractice, that's huge. The Ferris Doctrine has been a benchmark for decades. Yeah, that's true. It's about time the service members can do just that. Well, yeah, Eric, we'll see. That might involve you, too, I'm thinking. You might be involved in that because of what happened to you. We'll see. But again, with everybody that's out there, with all the different things that we're hearing, it's not going to take a rocket scientist to figure out that our troops, our best assets, our troops, they're trying to do what they can to weed them out, limit them from the, quote, white supremacists that are within the ranks and all that. You know, you don't need to look any far, Democrats, and yourself for the most part. Jeez. Unbelievable. Every time I hear Chuckie Schumer talk about anything that's racist and all that, or Nancy Pelosi, you don't need to look any further than their own offices themselves and what they've done in the past, if you know anything at all about what it is that they do or don't do. Because everything they accuse us of doing, they're doing themselves or they have done themselves. Everything. There is no exception. There just isn't. By the way, yesterday, Schumer, Chucky Boy Schumer, with the backing of the White House, brought forth the Iraq War Authorization, the AOMF, and they voted it down. They terminated the agreement, which was originally put through in 2002. We're going into Iraq. Chuck Schumer said that we no longer needed to be in Iraq, so therefore we no longer needed the agreement. And he and his friends voted it down in the Senate. So that means now, if they want to go somewhere and spend any length of time, more than 30 days, or I believe it's 30 days, more than 30 days, they're going to have another authorization to be in whatever country they're in. And we'll see if that indeed happens. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, as we stroll across the overnight radio airwaves. And good morning to everybody just chiming in the chat room. I'll take a look over there now and see who's over there.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense can...
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, starts with a 345-horsepower engine, and it also has some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura always comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Plus, don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They happen to be located on the North Florida Avenue exit, just next to Nissan. And don't forget, that's Moss Nissan, Moss Acura, side by side. Check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to open the door even wider. Speaking of opening the door, here he is, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You're getting ready to have a banner weekend show because the target area is rich.
This weekend, we'll be covering a lot of interesting stories this past week in regards to the Fed and their action and inflation. So we'll be hitting on all of those things this weekend.
Well, I got one for you that everybody wants to know the answer to, and you're the guy. 8 million people face foreclosure or eviction beginning July 1st. That will crash our economic recovery, or am I wrong?
We'll see if they extend it, and how individual landlords will handle that situation. First and foremost, we constantly get the stories out there, the people that are taking advantage of the situation. At some point in time, the government can't say, okay, you can't, don't have to pay rent anymore, because it hurts the people that actually own the properties, that have to pay the mortgages, that have to pay the taxes, that have to pay for the upkeep. So, I don't think it's going to crash anything, but, I do think that it's going to actually be beneficial in the long term. We got to kind of watch this out.
Well, many people have already renegotiated with their landlord, taking these payments that they have not been making and putting them at the end of the contract.
That's a part of it, but again, whether or not they're going to walk away, who knows? Again, it doesn't help landlords that need the money right now. I know a lot of people that bought properties, multifamily units, whatever it may be, and wanted to use them as a retirement vehicle where they're getting income off those. And if you're not getting paid on that, and you still got to, you still got to pay the taxes,
yep,
pay the upkeep, you know, you're throwing money out and you're not getting anything back.
Yeah, they've had 1 year where they've had no revenue. Speaking of which, legislators in California are now pushing for a $300 million hydrogen plan, which includes putting up another hydrogen plant and adding more vehicles into the mix as hydrogen burning. That's extremely dangerous. I want to get that out there to begin with. Extremely dangerous.
Well, hydrogen, again, it's a great technology. However, they've got to find a cheaper way to get the actual hydrogen. I was reading a story about Australia and how they were actually using ammonia plants and shipping that, because China was trying to get involved in doing hydrogen vehicles as well. I mean, you use a hydrogen vehicle, the exhaust is actually kind of like a water vapor, which is interesting. But, as far as feasibility is concerned, it's way too expensive when it comes to hydrogen. You can do it, but, again, to make it equivalent with gasoline prices would have to be a hell of a lot higher.
Yeah. Now, we in Florida are sending some law enforcement officers to Arizona and Texas to help out there, and I guess there's more on the way from different states, and that's fine. But I wonder what type of authority they'll have when they get there. Are they just going to be there like the security guards on the border, or what's going to happen?
I saw that. DeSantis said that they was going to be helping out some of these states in regards to border enforcement, and, it's all well and good. But, let's be honest here. Where there's a demand for something, it's going to be met. They caught 180,000 people or something like that last month.
Correct.
How many people got in? And, there's millions of job openings here in the United States, and Americans aren't willing to fill them. Somebody's going to fill them at some point in time, and they're going to find some way into the country. You may catch these people at the border, send them back, but they're just going to come back again. I mean, it's basically mission impossible, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but there's a little bit more that came out about it, and that was the fact that some commodities have now wiped out all of their 2021 gains with what's going on with the new expenditures out there, if you will, that are not being reported accurately.
I'm sorry, man. I'm a little confused in regards to what commodities. commodity prices? I'm confused.
Let's take a look at lumber. Lumber, when you started out the year, was worth about, depending on where you look, was worth anywhere from 200 to 300% less than what it is today. And the builders are out there having now to absorb that because a lot of the contracts they wrote, they weren't able to add that in there and say, well, here's an extra expense. We need X amount of dollars more.
Well, a lot of them just kind of push back the actual construction. You're not going to lose money on the project. You're going to figure out a way to do it. Sometimes it's just like, okay, I can't get my hands on the actual lumber. And that's what a lot of them are saying. Lumber prices have come down a little bit as of late, which is good. It was just patently absurd for a period of time, which is helpful to get some of these housing starts going again. It was one of the reasons why housing starts weren't doing so well, especially with the need for homes and the demand for them at this point in time. So, hopefully those commodity prices will come down and stabilize.
Mm. Okay, well, we hope so. Now, a $1 trillion buying spree is letting the Standard & Poor's 500 brush off the bear warnings. What do you know about that?
Listen, the markets reacted this past week to the Fed and the Fed's comments, and again, to me, it's much ado about nothing. He's talking about 2023 far down the road. Now, I still don't believe that they're going to be able to raise rates based upon all the spending that our government is planning on doing moving forward. So, to me, like I said, it's much ado about nothing.
Okay. And the Morgan & Stanley CEO says that New York workers should return to their office in the fall, and I guess they're offering a little bit more money to come back to work.
Yeah, it's funny. He wants to get people back in the office, but again, people are kind of getting used to the fact that they can do their job from home. And listen, I understand. You know, you want to train people. You got to get young people in the door. You want them to be around others and learn. That could be a bit problematic from home, but I think people have gotten used to the fact that they're not commuting. I think you're probably going to see some sort of hybrid model moving forward, where people are in the office a couple days a week and then home a few days a week.
Now, here's a sad statistic, and I hate to report it, but I have to. Almost 40% of small businesses closed during the pandemic, and of that, almost 40% will not return.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you start a business, and it's your baby, and just, small business, you put all your heart and soul into something like that, and, you lose your investment. Because you have to shut down, it's going to be hard for people to pick themselves up off the canvas and start again. Many of these places, again, they're not going to come back. I think we need more money directed at the SBA and helping out small businesses to get themselves moving and grooving again.
Mm. So if you were a fly on the wall and you're sitting here and you want to help the economy move along, what is the number one thing that you would do, being the watchdog on Wall Street, to keep things moving along?
Well, listen, the best way to make things moving along is to get out of the way. And the government needs to, that's exactly what they need to do, they need to get out of the way. They need to stop regulating. We do not need more taxes. We may make it easier for businesses to grow.
All right. Well, I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend doing whatever it is you're going to be doing, and talk to you then, my friend.
You got it, man. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. Check it out. Find out what he's all about and catch his show on the weekend on many of these same stations. I'll be right back with Frank Stellato from Underground USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.